Father, we give you the praise and the honor tonight. Every day of our lives, we are overwhelmed by your love. Thank you for loving us so much. Thank you, Adonai and Elohim. Father, we ask that you breathe upon this service tonight. Let that love be fully manifest in someone's life. Let that love be fully expressed in someone's life. Let somebody leave here tonight feeling your love like they have never felt before. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat. Welcome everyone here tonight in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to this season of praise where we shall be experiencing overflowing grace and glory through the power of praise. Anybody about to experience such grace and glory, shout aloud, amen. Psalm 67 verse 1 all the way to verse 7. We read that in the morning. I wish that we can all read it together again. We'll read responsively. And if you don't mind, we'll stand up for the reading of the word, if you don't mind, just for 3 minutes, and then we shall be seated back again. I'll read verse 1, you read verse 2, until the verse 7. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah, verse 2. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee, verse 4. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee, verse 6. God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth. Everybody read that together. One, two, go. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. So shall it be. Please be seated. I am speaking very quickly on the subject. The profitability of the lifestyle of praise. The profitability of the lifestyle of praise. The lifestyle of praise is a lifestyle of great profit and great blessing. It's the lifestyle of great profit and great blessing. It is far more profitable to be excited than to be depressed, to start with. It was said that, I believe it is the 20-something muscles that are needed to smile, but double the amount of muscles you need to maintain a frown. David was a man who walked and functioned in the life of praise. In Psalm 34 and in verse 1, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. In Psalm 54 and in verse 17. He said, 54:17, is that right? All right, go to Psalm 119 verse 164. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. David lived the life of praise and remains one of the most blessed persons in the whole of Scripture. One of the most blessed personalities in the whole of Scripture. praise was his life and the blessing was his realm. If praise is your life, the blessing is your realm. If praise is your life, profit is your realm. Now, what is the profitability? What does it pay? What is the profitability of the life of praise? What are the dividends of praiseful living? So much. I have personally come across men and women, secular men, spiritual men, different kinds of people. And I have noticed that anyone around whom you sense palpable excitement, palpable praise, palpable worship, such lives are loaded with benefits, loaded with profit, loaded with blessings. One such is God's servant Pastor Yi Adeboye. Another one, God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo. These people, they have joy, they have praise permanently flowing through their lips. What is the profit of praiseful living? Number one, divine presence. Praisers and worshipers naturally live in the presence of God. They naturally live in the presence of God. They naturally walk in the presence of God. Psalm 100 verse 4 said, I enter his gates with thanksgiving. I enter his courts with praise. Psalm 23 and in verse 22 and in verse 3 said, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. You want to be a divine presence carrier. Praise should be your realm. And you know that divine presence is the secret of power. When you carry God's presence, you don't beg for power. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. When God is with a man, power is his domain. So the equation is a straight line equation. Praise leads to presence and presence leads to power. Don't beg for power. Live in praise. When you live in praise, you live in presence. And when you live in his presence, you live in his power. It goes without saying that the absence of praise is the absence of divine presence. Those who murmur and grumble a lot can't carry God. They may carry something, but it's not God. Maybe the devil. Divine presence is number one, prophet. Number two is divine direction. The lifestyle of praise positions people for the direction, for easy direction and guidance from God. Easy direction, easy guidance. Psalm 89 verse 15 said, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. If the man is joyful and that joy carries a sound, it's called praise. They shall walk in the light of his countenance. The light of God's face shall show them the steps to take. They shall walk in the light of his countenance. If you know how to praise, you don't struggle to be led. In fact, you are not only led, you are guided. Do you know the meaning of being led and being guided? Come. This is leading. You want to go to Area 1, Garki in Abuja, just go straight to the city gate and then go right. And then go right again. You will go to Area 1, okay? See you when you come. That is, I'm leading you. Right? Now this is guidance. You want to go to Area 1, Garki, Abuja? Come, let me take you. Hey! want to ensure you don't miss the way. I am not only going to show you how to get there, I am going to assist that you get there. Hey! 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 Do you understand what I'm talking about? My guy is enjoying himself now. Hallelujah. Very, very easy. Other people can struggle to be led, struggle to be guided, but not the worshiper. That was why David never struggled for any leading. He was the praisest in scripture, and he was the most guided. He was the most directed. Very, very important. I pray for someone here today, the last time you miss direction shall be the last forever. As we praise and worship God tonight, direction shall come your way. Every area of confusion in your life shall give way tonight. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29, all the way to verse 30, Isaiah 30, 29, you shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. You start with a song, then the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. If you can release his song, he will release his voice. The Lord, you see, and God can speak from anywhere. He can speak from what I'm teaching right now. He can speak from while you are going on the road. He can speak from an experience. He can speak from anything. Critical thing is, be with the song. And it will provoke the Lord to release his voice. The voice of direction. The voice of correction. The voice of guidance. The voice of don't move there. Step out of that business. Step forward there. Divine direction. Second Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, we saw how the minstrel played and the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha and he began to prophesy. Divine presence is number one. Prophet of praise. Divine direction is number two. Number three is divine health and strength. Divine health and strength. Divine health, strength, vitality. Divine health, divine strength, or vitality is the portion of anyone who knows how to praise God. Anyone. Proverbs chapter 17 verse 22. He said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. I said, merriment is medicinal and joy is therapeutic. Joy is a therapy. Chemotherapy, radiotherapy, immunotherapy, hydrotherapy, joyotherapy. Do you hear what I'm saying now? It's a treatment. It's a therapy. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah chapter 8 and in verse 10, the B part. The joy of the Lord releases strength. The joy of the Lord releases health. The joy of the Lord releases energy. We have come out of services where those who sat through the service are more tired than us. One day, we came out of a vigil, and I told my wife, I said, in the morning around 6 a.m., I said, the energy I feel now, I feel like I can do another 6 hours. 6 hours of ministering and preaching and all that. She said, really? Well, you can go ahead and do your preaching. Let those of us, normal human beings, go and sleep. I said, what are you talking about? Are you saying I am not normal? I wouldn't take it personal. Let those of us normal human beings go and sleep. And I was not exaggerating. There is nothing that strengthens like the joy of the Lord. If Jesus tarries to come in the next 20, 30, 40 years, if he doesn't come, I trust him to maintain the same strength. Because if at the age of 120, Moses' strength did not reduce.
His physical force was not abated. If at the age of 85, Caleb could engage giants and clean them out.
You are too young to claim you are tired.
Am I communicating at all? You are too young to claim I'm tired.
When I danced with Paul Daniel, somebody told him, he said, you must be wearying out your daddy by dancing so fast. He said, no, he's the one wearying me out. He said, he's the one tiring me out. I am trying to catch up with him.
Hallelujah. Is God speaking to someone? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Depression is a deprivation of energy. Depression is deprivation. Is deprivation. Is deprivation. Depressed people sleep tired, wake up tired. And they are wondering why are they alive. It's a deprivation of energy. Don't allow it at all. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Every opportunity to worship. Every opportunity to praise. Every opportunity to celebrate. Cashing on it. And I stand there by the prophetic and apostolic mantle. Anything that is called sickness in your body. Everything that is a diagnosis in your system. In this period of praise tonight, it shall be cleaned out of your system. They shall be cleaned out of your system. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. I see HIV cleared out. Hepatitis cleared out. Diabetes cleared out. Hypertension cleared out. High cholesterol cleared out. I see cancers cleared out. Hormonal imbalance cleared out. Asthma cleared out. Tuberculosis cleared out. Ulcer cleared out. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Divine health and divine strength. You can take Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 all the way to verse 19. We may not be able to read that because of time. I will rejoice in the Lord, for the Lord is he that shall guard my feet with strength. Make my feet like hinds feet. Now, so we have divine presence, divine direction, divine health and strength. Number 4. Is divine protection. The Lord is attracted to the worshiper. Divine protection. Psalm 32 verse 7. Psalm 32 verse 7. It said, thou art my hiding place. You will preserve me from trouble. Why? How? Because you will compass me about with songs of deliverance. Songs make God become your hiding place. Songs, worship, praise causes God to deliver you from trouble. Thou art my hiding place. You will deliver me from trouble. You will surround me with songs of deliverance. I don't know the number of people that have been delivered with a song like, you are always there to help. You are always there to help me. Even when no one else was there, you are always there for me. Even when I can't feel you, even those times that I cannot trace you, I still have faith in your word that you are always there. As I am now, I don't even know where you are now. I can't even trace you. I'm not feeling you. The only thing I feel now is fear because of where I am. But I will put my trust in you. I will put my faith in your word. No matter what comes my way, I shall never be afraid. There is nothing in this world that can take your place in my life. For I know you're always there to help me. You are always there to help. You are always there to help me. Even when no one else was there, you are always there for me. Even when I can't feel you, even when perfume. I still have faith in your word. God, you are all. Songs of Deliverance brought how many people out of the kidnapper's den, out of the midst of accidents, and several other of these kinds of songs. Songs of Deliverance. They are keys to divine protection and preservation. And the first thing I said is that the presence of God is attracted by praise. And the protection of God is attracted by the presence of God. It's another equation. The presence of God is attracted by praise. And the protection of God is attracted by the presence of God. When you praise God, you attract His presence. When God is present, your protection is guaranteed. How do I know? Psalm 91, verse 1 and verse 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of El Shaddai shall abide under the shadow of the Shaddai. Your praise attracts His presence. And His presence guarantees your protection. Any other witness? Psalm 23 and in verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. See that woman. Why is this woman here? Release her. No, her ransom is coming by 12. No, I don't need her money. No devil will take your money. Divine protection. Number one, divine presence. Number two, divine direction. Number three, divine health, strength, or vitality. Number four, divine protection. Number five, divine provision. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Then shall the earth yield, surrender her increase. Verse 5. God shall bless us. 6. Then shall the earth yield her increase. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Fearful blessings. The provision of God is attracted by the praise of God. This is what happens. When you praise God well, systems are put under pressure. Human beings, human systems, they lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hand. Then shall the earth yield, surrender, her increase. Joel chapter 1, verse 11 and in verse 12. Joel 1, it said, be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen, howl, O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up, the fig tree languished, and the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. Even all the trees of the field are withered. Why? Joy is withered away from the sons of men. Joy is withered. Joy is withered. When your praise dries, everything around you dries up. Your praise irrigates your life. Irrigates your destiny. Irrigates even your seed sown. Did you hear what I just said? There are people who are good sowers but bad praisers. So the harvest is not there. Psalm 126 verse 5. They that sow in tears shall reap in tears. They shall reap in sadness. They shall use depression to reap. Through murmuring and complaining, they shall reap. However you sow, if you want to reap, you reap with joy. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 3, it said, the joy in harvest. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. The joy before thee according to joy in harvest. So if it is harvest time, it must be joy time. If it is not joy time, it is not yet harvest time. If your joy cannot happen, your harvest may not happen. sowing and sowing and sowing and sowing is not the only secret of the harvest. Giving and giving and giving and giving is not the only secret of receiving. After you have given the seed, water it with your praise. Water it with your joy. Water it with your celebration. And also, if you like, smile from now till tomorrow. If you are not a sower, you get as a bee. Am I communicating? So you won't leave here tonight and say, the pastor said, if we can praise God enough, harvest is coming. So bring your tithe. No, only joy is okay. Plant your seed. No, they say if we rejoice enough, we will receive. You will only be an excited poor person. Very, very, very excited in scarcity. And it will be hard to sustain excitement in shortage. Nothing dries up the smile like poverty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say it louder, amen. Somebody say the loudest, amen. So there is divine presence. There is divine direction. There is divine health. Vitality, number 4. There is divine protection. Number 5, divine provision. Number 6, divine favor. Divine favor. The favor of God is always, is the privilege of the praiseful. There is a climate around the man who is excited. There is a climate around the joyful. There is a climate. How many of you, when you see people on the road, the one that is frowning and the one that is smiling, which one are you likely to greet? Without any doubt. Without any doubt. There is a natural climate. Now, in Acts chapter 2 verse 47, the Bible said they were praising God and having favor. You cannot praise God and lack favor. Praising God and having favor. It is not praising God and lacking favor. Praising God and having favor. And the Lord added. How many times in a day did David praise God? We read it just now, Psalm 119, verse 164. He had a praise schedule. 7 times in a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. And who was David? He was officially called the man after God's heart. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. That is the highest level of favor. Favor with God. When you are after the heart of God. God's heart is panting after you and you are panting after God. That puts you in a place where no man on earth can denounce you. Divine favor is number 6. Number 7 is divine intervention. God steps down when praise goes up. Divine intervention. The praiser, the worshiper, experiences the intervention of God in times of need. Intervention in times of need. Intervention in times of need. In Psalm 50 verse 23, Psalm 50 verse 23, the Bible said, whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show the salvation. That word salvation is the same as intervention. Will I show the intervention of God? Give me your praise. And I will show you my intervention. Give me your praise. And I will show you my deliverance. 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 22 to 23. 2 Chronicles. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Manasseh, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. God practically stepped down as the people praised God. Lift your hand and say, Father, thank you for your intervention in my life today in the name of Jesus. Finally, Divine response to prayer. Divine response to prayer. Anybody who understands the language of praise will be a natural commander of divine attention. Divine attention. And you know, there must be attention first before there can be response. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. Do you see? When somebody is angry with God, he is the enemy of God. He doesn't understand praise. And he is talking to God. You know how it is? It's like somebody who is outside the gate of the glory of the Lord's garden. And he's trying to speak to somebody at the Destiny Christian Academy. And he's screaming to the person. If you see such a person, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? This guy must be very mad. You are at the gate of a man's house and you are talking to him in his bedroom. In his bedroom. No. There is a protocol of approach. Someone say protocol. There is a protocol of approach into God's presence. And that protocol is the protocol of praise. It's the protocol of worship. You wrote on the protocol of the ark. He told us in the prayer that is called the Lord's Prayer. When thou pray, you should say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. That is Father. I just wanted to let you know that you are wonderful. You are precious. Hallowed be your name. You are my El Shaddai, my El Ayon, Jehovah Rapha, Mekadesh, Rapha, you heal me all the time. Shalom, you are my peace. Nisi, my banner of victory. Jehovah Ra, my shepherd. El Shaddai, the mighty breasted one. I want to honor and adore you. Jehovah Shammah, my God who is always there. I'm hallowing your name. I'm hallowing your name. I am worshiping your name. And I'm asking at this moment that your rule and your reign be established in the earth. That is the meaning of thy kingdom come. Your will be done. The will of the enemy be frustrated. After I have said all of this, before I can say, give me my daily bread. I am not permitted to ask for bread until I have accessed his presence with praise. Forgive me my trespasses as I forgive others. Lead me away from temptation. After I have said all of that, then I end with praise again. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. Obada bada. Agabaidu. Amama masi amasi amasi. Isi ikendu. Odomego juda. Akana jigwe. Hallelujah. And I am worshiping him. I started with praise. It gave me access. And he gave me audience because I had access. And I ended with praise so I can secure the response. Hallelujah. There are people who start praying and they don't know what it means to praise God. They don't know what it means to worship God. All they know about prayer is that request, 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 request. No. God is not your heavenly banker. He is your heavenly Father. Even your earthly Father, when he does things for you and you cannot say thank you, after a while, he will ask himself, what kind of useless boy is this? Even your legitimate husband, if he does things all the time and you cannot say thank you, all you're after is his money. If he's an unbeliever man, he says, what kind of witch wife is this? Hallelujah. I am telling you from a practitioner's point of view. This is my life. Praise, worship. If I am coming to the house, my wife says, I know, I have a way of knowing if he is around the corner. Either the praise or worship is playing, or it's playing from the equipment, or playing from the mouth. But something is playing. And if it is not that, it is worshiping in tongues. Even those around me are aware. They are all aware. Atmosphere is charged. Somebody say a loud amen. I announce tonight that prayer point on your mind that you are trusting God for before the end of this year, it shall become yours in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. God will answer you for yourself and will answer you for your family. Shout the loudest amen. I have two counsels very quickly before we close. Number one, never allow the devil to steal your joy or your praise. Because the thief cometh to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Never allow the enemy to steal your joy or steal your praise. Do you know why? Your joy is the custodian of your goods in God. Your joy holds your goods. Say it another way. Your praise is key to your profit in God. The meaning of that is, until the devil can take your praise, he cannot take your profit in God. Until the devil can steal your praise, he cannot steal your profit. Until he can tamper with your praise, he cannot tamper with your profit in God. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Don't allow it. Number two, always find reasons to praise and give thanks to God. Always find reasons. There is always a reason, irrespective of all the reasons the devil may give you not to praise God. All the reasons the devil may give you not to appreciate God, there is a reason. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. There is always a reason. If you think well, you will thank well. One day, a classmate of mine, age mate of mine, wanted an assistance. And I looked at myself. I said, why am I not the one asking for this kind of assistance? Why? What did I do differently? Nothing. It is not of him that willeth or runneth, but it is of God who shows mercy. I'm not here by my intelligence. I'm not here by my prayer life. I'm aware that there are people who would have prayed far more. But it's of God who showed mercy. So I assisted him generously. First of all, for the sake of assisting him. And secondly, for the sake of appreciation to God. My ex-classmate is asking me to assist him pay his child's school fees. School fees has never been a prayer point in my life. Not before, not now, not tomorrow, not forever, by his grace. And somebody who went to class with me is asking for school fees. Take it and take it in Essex.
And I want to ask you, in case that child needs school fees again, let me know.
You will be telling me, so it's because you are here.
No, sir.
Somebody wanted to commit suicide in the forest. And a man was inside that forest. I think he left the town because he was now naked, no cloth. This another man. This one wanted to commit suicide. And the clothless man said, "You want to die? Can you please help me with your cloth first?" Pull your cloth for me. Then you kill yourself. Do you know why? He could have allowed him to die and then remove the cloth from his body. But he doesn't want to remove a dead body's cloth, a dead man's cloth. "Can you give me your cloth first?" And the man said, "What? The situation I am in is even better than somebody. Somebody is envying my cloth. I'm not dying again." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just make the devil mad by finding something to praise God for. And then God will rise and say, "Oh, despite the mockery around this man, he is still praising me for this. Let me go and deal with that devil. Let me deliver him from that mockery." See, when mockery cannot stop your praise, then your making is ripe in God. God is about to make you. When men mock you, if you have decided to praise him despite the mockery, we are going to give him 10 minutes of praise. Stand up on your feet. In those days, when I finished preparing message, maybe I didn't sleep in the night, and I prepared a very brute, very powerful, impactful message. And before I came in for service, one thing or the other happened, and the service didn't look. Maybe if rain didn't know when to fall until 5 a.m. when service is to start by 6 a.m. And then many people did not come, and the place is just scanty. I'm talking about 20 years ago, 15 years, 20 years ago. And you are trusting God for people to come and then to hear what, I mean, you have labored and you wanted the world to change people, save lives, heal the sick, deliver the oppressed. And the people you want to minister to, the devil kept them back. That day is my day of praise in the service. The devil say, "I don't know what to do about this boy. I don't know what to do about this boy." That day is an intense day of celebration. While we are celebrating, God is commanding the people. What are you doing at home? Can rain stop you from church? What are you doing at home? Can your car flat tire? Move now!
The next service overflow, next service overflow, next service overflow.
Of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few.
There are situations where you even just wake up and laugh at the devil.
There are times when my wife and I will be playing music, not the normal psychedelic quackery quack. Anybody know Ikwokri Kwok? Dancing and sweating by ourselves. One day we're dancing in the bedroom. Children came and joined us. It's not only here.
Hallelujah. Check the devil out to hell.
All the things I mention now, all the things I mention now are the things that praise will do for you. What else are you looking for? If praise did nothing but handed to you the presence of God, Is there anything you need that cannot be given by God? That is, the presence of God alone is enough. If it was just the presence of... You know what God told the Levites? He told Moses, don't divide land for the Levites. Divide to all the other tribes of Israel. Don't give the Levites land. Then Lord, what do I give them? He said, I am their inheritance. Give other people property, I give them myself. And the Levites were the praise leaders in Israel. They were the carriers of the ark. The sons of Kohath, the sons of Jeduthun, the sons of Asaph. They were all Levites, the instrumentalists. They were all Levites. He said, I dash them myself. Give other people land, I give them myself. It is up to you. The ball is in your court. For 10 minutes, dance and let God know. You are grateful for the gift of life. Dance and let God know. You are appreciative of Him for His mercifulness. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Can you help me greet people and tell them, go ahead and praise the Lord. Go ahead and praise the Lord. Tell three people, tell them your profit is in your praise. 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 Let's go.
God is far away. My Sabbath God is mighty.
That this Christmas, this December, now this is not the normal speech, this December shall be the very best season of your life. And something the devil has kept away from you all these years, prevented you from stepping into, in this season, you are stepping into it. I want you to celebrate like a celebrity. Did you hear what I said? Because very soon you shall be celebrated. Celebrated by heaven. Celebrated by earth. Celebrated by angels. Celebrated by men. Go ahead and celebrate.
Yeah.
Lift your hands high. I prophesy today. We have praised. We have celebrated. I decree now the release of the tangible, palpable presence of God around your life in the name of Jesus. I decree that the presence of God will swallow up the presence of evil in your life in the name of Jesus. I decree, that's right, Mahashabagaya. Everyone in need of direction at the junction of confusion, location or relocation direction, marital decisions and direction, career directions and decisions, ministry directions and decisions, investment directions and decisions, I prophesy to you now that direction is released in the name of Jesus. The spell of confusion is broken. Everyone battling with any form of affliction, every disease in your body, mental condition, hypertension, diabetes, every trace of cancer, HIV, hepatitis, peptic ulcer disease, hypercholesterolemia, every form of affliction or bondage in your system, by the anointing with which I preach, I declare it is cleared out of your body right now. Every disease they say you have, I declare it is out of your body. In the name of Jesus, you shall not be wasted. You shall not be cut short before your time. You shall not die before your time. Your protection is guaranteed. Armed robbers, hired killers, ritual killers, bandits, terrorists will never locate you and your family forever. In the name of Jesus. Everywhere your supply is, this December, 31st of December is not permitted to arrive until everything that must enter your hands this year has entered. I decree that systems are under pressure. Governmental systems, human systems, private systems, anywhere your things are, they are under pressure. They lose peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands now. In the name of Jesus. Today marks the end of disfavor. Marks the end of rejection. Marks the end of misfortune. I declare the release of unusual favor. In the name of Jesus. Everyone who is in need of divine intervention, you are in the midst of any situation where God must intervene, I decree now that intervention is released. And every struggle with answer to prayer, I decree the struggle is over. The struggle is over. The struggle is over. The struggle is over. The grace never to allow the devil to steal your joy, that grace is released upon you right now. The grace to always see reason to give praise and thanks is released upon you right now. Lift your two hands and receive what God has for you. Thank you. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Mahashadiga, yeah, yeah, yeah. There is a package for everyone here tonight. A package for everyone. A package for everyone. Some is a healing package, it's a supply package, it's a revelation and direction package, it's a fire impartation package, it's a package of fresh revival. Whatever is the need of your life, the package is here for you right now. Lift your hands, that's right. Father, let it be. 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 Lift your hands up. Let it be, Lord. When I say in the name of Jesus, you place your hand on yourself. Maybe you hold your hand to yourself and scream, I receive. Whatever it is, that is the package that Jehovah has for you here. I receive. I receive. Father, let it be. Let that package be released now. In the name of Jesus, whatever it is that Jehovah has brought in here for you, I declare that you receive it. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, I receive. I receive. I receive. I receive. And give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the adoration, give him the worship. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Thank you because something happened tonight. Without any doubt, there are healings and miracles now, but above that, overnight, under the next 12 hours, there shall be divine visitations overnight. Miracle healings and deliverances, encounters that shall change stories. Give the Lord a big clap and a big shout of praise. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'm aware that there are people that God has brought in here tonight to save. You're saying to me, Pastor, I've been a part of this praise, but I'm not sure of my salvation. I want my sins forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want today to mark a new day in my life. Anywhere you are, I want you to stand up on your feet and rush to the front quickly. I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want to be saved. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be a child of God. I want to be real. I want to be genuine. I'll give you the count of seven. And I want you to rush forward quickly. One.
Lord, I
quickly, quickly. Be the first to come. Don't wait for who will come out first. Two. I live for you alone. Three. Everyone here. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Everyone here today, you are bound by an addiction. Pastor, please pray for me. Let me be free from smoking, free from drinking, free from womanizing, free from prostitution, free from gambling, free from fraud. Anywhere you are, you want such freedom, stand up on your feet. I'll give you another count of seven and you come forward quickly. I want to be free. I go to church, I claim to be born again, but I'm still bound by this lifestyle. I have come out like this before, but I'm still bound. I'll give you the count of seven. One.
Give him your life.
And two.
Oh, give him your life.
And three.
Oh, give him your life.
Pick your feet from the ground and come. Four.
Give him your life.
And five. And six. And seven. Why don't you give him your life? Won't you give him your life? Give him your life. This way. Final call. You've been coming to this church, but you are not yet. All right, let me take that one soon. Counselors, please let them sit and be a part of the service here until we are closed. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. You got a healing just now, a deliverance. Something happened to you in the course of that praise. It is not unusual for eyes to open, ears to pop open, for even afflicted legs and hands to be free, for people to walk out of the wheelchair in the course of this kind of praise. Something happened to you just now, an encounter happened to you. You came with a symptom and it has disappeared. Quickly step forward here. We can take like five or six of such people. Something happened to you in the course of this service. Quickly, celebrations as they come forward. I got healed. I came with a migraine, it's gone. I came with a breast lump, it's disappeared. I came with a cancer, it has gone. My eyes couldn't see, it's seen now. Whatever it is, check yourself in case you came with a symptom and confirm that it is gone. Celebrations as they come forward.
Oh,
us know what happened.
Yes, sir. Our sister said she put to bed on the 28th of October, just 2 months ago. And after then, had been battling with high blood pressure. Had had to come with drugs, move about with her drugs, because each time she stood, her legs shivering. She said even the tablets for tonight, she has it here, but couldn't take it. But at that instance of the declaration of the word, that the heaviness on her chest, the headaches, everything gone, and she feels totally free.
Congratulations. Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus, you are free. Yes, sir.
Brother Dauda Adamu graduated from the university 12 years ago and has been jobless, struggling to survive, struggling to feed. But in the heat of the praise tonight, he fell under power and saw himself in his father's compound in a pit. And God's servant appeared and pulled him out. Said, enough is enough. Rise and shine.
Congratulations. Only God has made you to remain in your senses. In the name of Jesus, the spell of negative voices. That's right. It's blocking his ear. Negative voices. Voices that could have easily made him to run mad.
Get out of that body right now.
Only God. That is telling him life is not worth it. Just end it.
In the name that is above every name, you are free. Get out in the name of Jesus. He shall fulfill your days. And I take authority over every such voices, every voice of destruction, every societal voice, every voice that has put your life under pressure. It is over.
You will fulfill your days. You will fulfill your days. Tell me about the next person. I shall tell you.
For Elisha said, why you asked us to stretch forth our hands and bring it to ourselves? He said, he saw you stepped out of the altar, stood in front of him in an encounter where you said that serpentine altar in your family is arrested. He said immediately he felt a serpent left his body.
That's right.
On the spot, he said you ran after the serpent and you butchered the serpent.
What are you telling me?
Freedom for his
family. Where can the serpent go?
Yes.
Every serpent, and I take authority over spiritual wife, spirit relationship, spirit spouse. Today is the end of power of the Holy Ghost. Every spiritual relationship in your body is over. Spirit spouse is over. I take authority, everyone here, with any form of demonic engagement that has tied your life, every covenant in the realm of the spirit that has tied your life and your destiny, I declare the covenant broke. That's right. That's right. Spirit husband, get out! Go! Leave her right now. Leave them right now. Your covenant is broken. Your chain is broken. I declare you are in the physical. You will be married in the physical, not in the spirit realm, in the name of Jesus. Yes, what happened here?
Yes, sir. Sister Ruth said, nothing has been working for her. She has been submitting CVs everywhere. No company, no organization has ever called her. She said, at the shout of I receive, she had an encounter where she saw herself in the mix of people. Gifts were being shared for everybody, but she was skipped. She was supposed to receive the gift, but they refused to give to her. All of a sudden, God used your face, you appeared, and ordered everyone who had collected the gift to return all of the gifts to her. And then she believed that she's free, and she said to give God praise.
Lift up your hands. Congratulations, your gifts are released to you. In the name of Jesus, also the altar of premature death is arrested around your life, around your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, power of the Holy Ghost, the spell of widowhood and widowerhood is broken. I speak to someone here today. In the name of Jesus, you shall fulfill your days.
You get married and you will keep your home. No premature death of spouse.
Life. Fulfill your days. Mahashaba gayada yada. You get married.
people get married in your family and the spouses die, today I take authority over that spell. If you are here like that, brothers, sisters, like three, the same siblings, lost husbands. Literally, in succession, if you have any such experience, you can step forward as a point of contact for the rest. Step over here. Step over here. That spell is broken. The rest can remember where you are. Somebody say every spell of premature death.
Every
covenant of premature death.
You are broken.
Now. Now for all of you, that covenant is broken. That chain is broken. That spell is broken. For every single one of us, the covenant is broken. The chain is broken. The spell is broken. In the name of Jesus. Because of time, we may not be able to take all the people standing there, except if there are one or two. But if you have confirmations to tell us, you can go ahead and let us know. Yes.
Accurate word of prophecy sign. When you prayed for Elijah, you took authority over spirit spouts, spirit relationship, demonic engagement, and covenant. He said for the past 10 years, he has been molested every night.
Every single night.
And whenever a breakthrough is about to arrive, when he's molested, the breakthrough is averted. And he said, while you laid hands on him, he felt chains broken. Somebody
every
was
night,
every
night for 10
night
years.
For 10 years.
Every night.
10 years.
Everybody stand up on your feet. God reveals in order to reverse. I now prophesy upon you, everyone here today, every spirit, somebody say every covenant entered into consciously or unconsciously by me or by someone else on my behalf. Today, I reject that covenant. I disengage from this covenant. Oh, you demonic covenant, you are leaving me now. On your marks, get set, shout, go! 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 Return back no more. Everywhere they have tied your life, tied your destiny, tied your relationship, I declare you untied. In Jesus' name. Give all the praise. Take your seat.
Sir, why praying for Brother Dauda Adamu? You said it's only God that have made him to remain in his senses, and that he heard voices that would say, life is not worth it. Go and kill yourself, and you will even run mad. It cannot be far from the truth, sir. What you said is exactly what he confirmed. Say, for the past 10 years, he'd be hearing voices, go and kill yourself. That even this evening, when he crossed the major highway, he was told he would die in that car now. He made five attempts to kill himself.
He made five attempts
to kill himself.
Is God real or not? How is it possible to know such a thing? Even this evening he was to kill himself. Crossing the road, just remain and die. Voice of insanity. Voice of suicide. Stand on your feet, somebody here. And now, I pray for you today. God has revealed the case and he has reversed it. Everyone here tonight, I announce to you, any demonic agreement that says you should die before your time, that agreement is canceled. I decree today, you shall fulfill your days. You shall fulfill your destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, fulfill your days. Fulfill your destiny. Fulfill your assignment. In the name of Jesus, I will pray this prayer right now. Say, lift your voice and say, Father, I have praised you. I take delivery of my prophet right now. Open your mouth and pray. Those of you in the front, please return back to your seat. I take delivery of my prophet. 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 I take delivery of everything that is mine. Now, 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 now.
In Jesus' precious name. Stretch your two hands in front of you. Father, I pray upon everyone here. I ask that their hands be empowered and their resources shall look for them from the north, the south, the east, and the west. What is yours, no devil shall hold back. I declare it a new day and a new season. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat.